Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. Chef Eric is alongside of me. We got some special guests coming up later in the show. We are celebrating today National Peach Ice Cream Day.
Yeah.
And it actually falls in conjunction with National Ice Cream Day.
What?
Really?
That would be good right now.
Yeah, I know. But really, you know, how uncouth. But at least you're eating it with gloves on.
Apple pie.
Isn't that great apple pie, though?
Unbelievable. So good. And some ice cream would go really well with it.
Well, it really would, but unfortunately we don't have any to celebrate today. But what we do have is we have a celebration of your culinary. And since I haven't had a chance to sit down and talk with you, what are we doing today?
So we're going to start out with, I know, one of your favorites.
Barbecue.
Broccoli, rice, and cheese cups that we're going to bake on the egg.
Oh, how gross.
Thank you. And then we're going to move on to some taco cups that I think you'll like. There's, I don't think, any veg other than real sweet onions from Schumann Produce. And then the third thing is we're going to do pig in a pastry, if we have time for it.
Pig in a pastry.
Pig in a pastry.
Is that kind of like...
Pigs in a blanket?
Yeah.
A little bit like
Well, let me guess. It won't be like what I know a pig in a blanket would be like.
Not at all. No.
Okay, what are we going to be? Special hot dog wrapped in foie gras, wrapped in...
No. There's no hot dog. All right, so anyway, let's get started.
No hot dog.
We're going to start with the broccoli. And what I've got here is 10 ounces, roughly, 10 to 12 ounces of broccoli that is par-cooked. So easiest way to do this, get broccoli florets in the bag. Cook it for 2 minutes instead of four, which is what the instructions are.
In the microwave?
Halfway in the microwave.
In the where?
In the microwave.
The what?
Whatever, just hush.
I don't ever cook in a microwave. Hold on.
I never cook in a microwave at my house, but I'll do it here. So anyway.
The caveat.
So what I've got in here is I've got some of those florets. I've got about a cup of chicken stock. Now I'm going to just spread in about a teaspoon and a half to 2 teaspoons of garlic. Now we're going to take rice, and I need about 8 ounces of rice.
What kind of rice do you prefer?
I'm using a long grain.
A basmati would be good then.
Basmati could work. Make sure that you sort of, when you put it in here, make sure that once it cools, it'll start sort of clumping a little bit. Make sure you just loosen it all back up again. All right. And I actually made that in the microwave, too, by the way.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, got a couple things with a little minute rice cups. That worked out great. All right. I'm going to mix that together just a little bit.
Now, how long did you cook the rice?
The rice was 90 seconds for the two,
For the minute rice?
For the minute rice.
Just asking.
Yeah. Well, it's actually 45 seconds for one cup. And it's like half a cup in the cup, so I'm doing a full cup.
90
seconds. Yeah, 90 seconds.
Now, for minute rice.
Because we like to sometimes just experiment, there happened to be some leftover breadcrumbs with a little cheese in it and bacon and some peppers and things like that. So
is that from Chef Amanda's Clams Casino?
It is. So she said, hey, can you use this? I'm like, yeah, I can use that. We're going to use it right in here with the broccoli. And those... The bacon and the breadcrumbs will fill this in nicely. Now we're going to add in one egg. It's been beaten lightly. All right, mix that in. And we've got a half a cup of ranch dressing.
The only way you can eat broccoli is with ranch.
Well, so
you've just proven my point, but see, I wouldn't cook it.
See, I'm just giving you your. I had to give you some ranch in order to go with your broccoli, right? So that is my homage to your requirement for a ranch to be present with any time you've got broccoli. All right, now what's missing from this? Cheese. Actually, we need a little salt first of all. So a little salt in there. I've got a little bit of onion powder. Literally just a pinch. I've got some black pepper. We're going to grind in there. Okay. Now, let's take a cheese, and I think I'm going to go with a four cheese Mexican blend.
No, you're not.
Or Monterey Jack. Which one should I go with? I'm going to go with four cheese Mexican blend.
You know why? Because I thought in my mind,
Monterey Jack.
Monterey Jack, so I said, well, that'll do it. He'll pick up on that.
So I'm going to put about 8 ounces of that in. I'm going to reserve some. Now we continue to mix this all up. All right, now, I've got a 12-cup muffin tin that is all sprayed and ready to go. So what we're going to do is we're going to fill in each one of these little spots. So we've got 12 of them here.
You know, I got to say, Chef Eric, that just, if you took out the broccoli,
yeah,
that'd be a heck of a dish. I mean, it really would.
Well, I think you even you may like it.
No, I won't eat it if it's got
broccoli. Because it's broccoli.
Yeah.
See,
it's cooked broccoli.
That's just not
you don't
good
want the, that would, you don't want the after effects of me eating cooked broccoli.
You know, it might do your system good one day to actually detox it a little bit.
I do with ranch dressing, and it's raw. So I get all the nutrition without all the gag.
Okay. You're hopeless. All right.
You're just learning that.
Yeah, I know. That's true. I should have done that a while ago. All right, so got a little more in there. Got to make sure we have broccoli in every single one of them, of course. And now the remainder of it.
Why don't you just go ahead and just eat it out of the bowl?
Well, that's a great idea, too.
Oh, God.
But, okay. Put that in there.
You know, speaking of rice, I did my version with heavy help from Paul Prudhomme's, one of his first cookbooks.
Uh-huh.
I did Cajun dirty rice with a side of smoked boudin for dinner the other night. And, oh, I used the basmati.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. The great thing about basmati is if you rinse it very well before you use it, so you don't have no clump factor.
Right.
So and the grains are perfect, and they're long. And when you cook them right, and it's so easy to do, that you get perfect long-grain separated rice that in a rice cooker will be, interesting enough, al dente without the crispness.
Now, is this one of the things you learned from
Raghavan?
From Raghavan, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I am going to take some Monterey Jack, and we're going to finish this off with some of that. Let's see. There we go. And it's going to go on each one of these little cups. We're going to top it up. So each cup, you figure with 12 of these, each cup, just as an FYI, with the rice and with the broccoli and the ranch dressing and all the cheese, each cup is going to be about 220 calories, is what we calculated it to be. So not too bad, even if you're on some level of a diet. And let's see. Now, I may be stuffing these with a little bit more than that, calorie-wise, with all the cheese, but that's okay. So, yeah, 220 calories, basically, per little muffin here.
Do you really think anybody really cares?
Yeah. Now, you can also make this a little healthier by going with brown rice instead of the white rice.
Yeah.
But I like using the white rice instead.
Well, it's looking very good, Chef Eric. I gotta take care of my reflex.
You're horrible. You know, it really would do you some good to have some broccoli.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
All right. So you're topping that off, and it goes out on the egg, obviously.
It's gonna go out on the egg at 350, of course, for about 25 minutes, and then that will finish the cooking on the broccoli, and should have some nice melted cheese.
So what is the ultimate to get the broccoli al dente, or?
It's going to be. I mean, we're already par cooking it a little bit, so it's going to be a little bit softer.
Okay.
You could make it more al dente. My only problem with that is if you think about it, you're eating something
horrible.
There is no structure other than the egg and the cheese and all that goodness around it. So the whole thing's going to be a little soft, almost. It should be fluffy, but soft. So if I had a real al dente broccoli in there, it would sort of fall apart. So I want the tooth feel to be right on it.
I'll tell you what. That is why I ask the important questions. They're the questions our listeners have when they're listening to Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, the only live radio cooking show, international radio cooking show, that takes you around the world and in the kitchens. And, you know, one of the things we're going to be doing when I go to Denmark is I'm already working on, there's a Michelin 3-star in Copenhagen.
Really?
And I'm trying to get a chance to sit down with him. And I'm going to go into the street food of Copenhagen, and I'm going to find the best street food, and I'm going to introduce and tape some of the owners and their recipes for street food in Copenhagen. Should be fun coming up in just a couple of months. Chef the Fat Man taking it to the streets. And Kim Youngblood, a very special guest, coming up next.